USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime friend of Jeffrey Epstein, was denied bail after pleading not guilty to sexual abuse and perjury charges. Maxwell will remain in jail under tight security before her trial, which is slated for July 12, 2021. As far as Maxwell not getting bail, Ricky Kleiman is a CBS News legal analyst.
Usually, the government has the burden of proof to show why someone should be detained, because there's a presumption in favor of bail before trial. However, here, the counts have to do with sex trafficking of minors.
Harvard and MIT scored a major victory over the Trump administration on Tuesday after the government halted its plan to deport international college students who only use online courses to study this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Speaking at the Rose Garden on Tuesday, President Trump announces an executive order regarding China.
Today I also signed an executive order ending U.S. preferential treatment for Hong Kong. Hong Kong will now be treated the same as mainland China.
President Trump, speaking for over an hour in the Rose Garden, also talks about Joe Biden and China.
Biden personally led the effort to give China permanent most favored nation status, which is a tremendous advantage.
The president also saying China hid coronavirus from the world. The burning Navy ship in San Diego is in decent shape despite 3 days of burning.
We've investigated the four main engineering spaces and found no major damage. There is no threat to fuel tanks, which is well below any active fires or heat sources. The ship is stable and the structure is safe.
Expeditionary Strike Group 3 Commander Philip Sobek says helicopters have conducted over 1,200 water bucket drops, which is cooling the structure. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in a Baltimore hospital for a possible infection. She was admitted after experiencing a fever and chills. President Trump, when made aware of the news, did wish the 87-year-old Ginsburg a speedy recovery. After rolling up in a fleet of SUVs in Wilmington, Delaware, former Vice President and 2020 presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden is unveiling a new clean energy plan.
These are the most critical investments we can make for the long-term health and vitality of both the American economy and the physical health and safety of the American people.
Biden also saying President Trump has a different view. Biden also saying President Trump has a different view regarding climate change.
When Donald Trump thinks about climate change, the only word he can muster is hoax. When I think about climate change, the word I think of is jobs.
Primary elections continuing in two states. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Primary elections are happening today in Alabama and Texas. In Alabama, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is running against the former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in a Republican Senate primary.
Polls did close at 7 o'clock Eastern Time in Alabama and close at 8 o'clock Eastern Time in Texas. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.